Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Lamin Vav, through Lamin Ches. A bunch of interesting halachas that are mentioned over here. The Mechaber says, Mutl Lazar B'Shavas Shneim Albushim Zav Gav Zeh, Bein Letzarka Bein Letzarka Vir. Any time, any place that points out the Mishnah Berurah where it's normal to go out with two begadim, then you're allowed to wear two begadim. Even if you're trying to get begadim from one person to another person, he doesn't need to change the clothing, and you have no way to get it to him, so you want to wear two shirts, two pairs of pants, that's not a problem, because in the winter, people do that. However, in a scenario where it's not a normal thing, then it's going to be problematic. For example, Mishnah Berurah says, it's mutter to wear two hats. It's because people wear two hats. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what two hats are we talking about? Who wears two hats? It says, the two hats that... What? Oh, that's what he says. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramah Zichr, the Ramah, when the Ramah Matar says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's talking about a case like a yarmulke and a hat. That's normal. But in places where, and he talks about there's certain places that they didn't allow them to wear also a yarmulke and also a hat. And he says the police would come and they would check to see. And there would be a big chash that a person would take it off and try to hide it. This is such a place in the Chalam Yitzhak Asim. But Ve'etzim, he says, that's mutter. However, to wear two hats, that's asr. To wear two proper hats, one at the time, Shem Yechaychala, for sure people are going to look at you like you're funny. That's for sure asr, and that's not what they're talking about over here.
Two real shirts.
Her, where's the derech? Where people do it? Sometimes when it's cold, a person will wear something which is... If there's no chash, Shem Yechaychala, if it's derech levisha, then the her, it's fine. The her, it's fine. Something which is not derech levisha, if what was asked yesterday, to wrap yourself up in a towel or in a blanket, in a sheet, and then put on something on top of you, even though it's derech malbush, if it sticks out somewhere, it's certainly not the derech. Where does it come up? It comes up when it's raining. And what some people do, if they have no rubbers, is they put plastic bags on their feet, and they stick their feet into their shoes. Is that what they're? Because there you're wearing a derech malbush. What?
Mechaychila.
So the question is where you live. So here they don't have rubbers. I got rubbers a few times. I've lost my rubbers, and I always have to get from America. A fellow sent me in, you know, overnight in the mail from America, whatever it was. You can't get. I don't know where to get here. So here it's mamash not common. So people do that. People, especially when it snows. You see people walking around with bags. And that's how people do it. If there's a chashar mechaychila, then in chanami lechur be aser. I would think really that it depends on what the derech. I mean, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It depends on what the derech is. I mean, that's how people go out. People go out here with a plastic bag over their hat without a problem. They have to take a Shanky's bag and put it on top of their hat. So in America, that just I don't think they would go. I think most people have a proper hat cover and problem. It's just you just wouldn't wear, especially like a yellow bag. But depending on the place, that's what we're telling you. Also, it talks about shtei chagur zu agazu. There's a shaila whether or not shtei chagur is, because what is the chagur doing b'chlal? So Ramesh has a tshuva about this, where he says if you want to put a gartel on top of your pants, he says lechur is a problem. He says if you put on a jacket and then you put on afterwards and you put a gartel on top of that, so there's a hefsek in between the first belt and the second belt, then you climb that seder. But if you mamish just putting on a gartel, some people they do that. They put the gartel underneath. The father or the grandfather, or there's people here also that do it. They do something to show that they want to get to the yeshiva, whatever it is. They put it underneath to walk out with that. Says Ramesha into Rishus Ram Gemuro, that would be problematic in the current situation. Yeah, because it's a masri. It's not working as a belt. Something which is not. So then it's using it to close it. That's beseder. So those that say that in such a case in a chalam you should open up the buttons and let your jacket and let your belt close it. Or it helps. It helps that even if a lot of raincoats have buttons and they also have a belt. Why? Because it's it holds it tighter. It's not. It keeps it closed and it keeps it tighter. It's two things. It also helps. And of course, the truth is with regard to belts. Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's not tied, but if it's attached, it's sewed on, then it's not a problem of a masa. Says Rosh Hashanah also, that even if it's not tied, as long as it goes through the loops, then that's also a seder. And therefore, there are many people with it. You take your raincoat, and you don't want to tie your raincoat. You just want to keep it open, give it a little air. There's no problem, he says, as long as it's inside the loop, it's not a problem. And he says the same thing applies to your shoelaces. Shoelaces which are not tied, it's not considered a master, even though they're not doing anything. He says it doesn't have to be. As long as it goes through the loop, then it's fine. He clears, do we say the same thing? We're not questioning people. He clears, do we say the same thing? It could be that by, let's say, a kittel. Sometimes they only have one loop in the back, or something like that, or they have two tiny loops on the side, and sometimes the taka doesn't, if there it might be a chash that might fall off. But a proper belt, proper pants, you have seven or eight different loops, you're not sure that's going to fall off. Rashi Zalman clears, what's the story with cufflinks? Cufflinks that you have on your shirt, but you're not using it to close the sleeve. Close the French cuff. No, it goes to the first one. But it's not doing anything.
It's closing
it? It's not really closing it. It's holding that one side. Maybe. He clears, maybe that's not considered.
Unless you're pulling
all the way back. Then you're rolling back that we saw. People don't walk around like this. In the Rishon Torah. He says that, I don't know, it could be that now it's ready, that's the Dera. Mr. Bell says, make it, that's ready, the Dera, for people to walk around. But he says that, look, it's a must. It's really going on earlier. Earlier, the Mechaber talks about folding up your begging. Folding it up, so then you're not using it as a malbush, it's more of a must, you're carrying something. You're not using it as the begging. So he says, in such a case where it doesn't add anything to you, it doesn't help you, it's not being used as a malbush in such a scenario, he says that would be a problem. That's the shell. Is this the way they wear? It could be Ramesh didn't understand that's the way they wear. And that's what Mr. Girls is trying to say. That's how people wear it nowadays. Look around, you'll see. Anybody that doesn't have a jacket on right now? No. Almost. 3 for 4. Yeah? I was wondering if they do that. It's not going to do that. Yeah? Because then you look like Yeshiva Bachar. It's a green shirt, it's a white shirt. And that's with regard to Begadim. Then, the Mechaber here talks about the famous halacha with regard to gloves. Motu lots of Shabbos about the Adam in the Kareem Gontish, Vyesh Mishamachmer, Latsich Shiitfei Me'er Shabbos, Veroi Lachos Adavarav. Mr. Brewer brings down here also that Lamaisa, the minig is to be makel to wear gloves. He says maybe the reason why we're makel is because we don't have real rishus around their ices. And nevertheless, he says we call makom roy lechol bal nefesh laachmir. It's roy for everybody to be machmir. Why should it be machmir? Why over here be machmir? Anywhere else more than anything? He's always makel because we always have, and we'll see in Shin Gimel, all the things that they're machmir over here that we're makel lamaisa, women wearing jewelry and all these type of things that the Mechaber says are problematic. We say this by name, we don't have a shusharam, we're makel, but that's over here is different. So the Shemesh Halakas brings down from Rishon Zalman said that here there's more of a chashash that you're going to take it off than any other place. Why? Because what's the chashash that you're going to take it off? We always have a chashash. Is going to come over to you and give you a handshake and you pull it off. That's what Shmuel says. Shmuel says the reason is we're chashish that you're going to have a bug or something's going to be on you and you want to try to take it off, and you're not going to be able to take it off because you have gloves on, and therefore we're scared you're going to take it off. Now try dialing on a cell phone with gloves on. It's very difficult. No, I'm just showing, right? Depends how big the phone is. But if you have like a digital screen also for sure, it's like you're there's no way. That means that you're but even with buttons. What am I saying? That when you need something specific, it's very difficult to do it with a glove. And therefore anything specific that you need to do, you have something you want to take out of your hair, something they want to, any of these small things, says Mishamura, these are problem. What? Lachara. Lachara, such a thing would be mutter. In the Hanami. This would apply to men and ladies. Look her. Absolutely. Go to a simcha, every woman will shake hands. Every single one. Absolutely. 100%. All the time.
Let me tell you.
The last halacha that's brought down over here is a talis. Talis hayit b'shabbos b'talis shenim tziyasas kalchasa chayif. Because the other chutim are like a masui. Because you're planning on fixing them, so they're not batal to the beged, and therefore it's a problem. Now we'll see later on the next sif that anything which you're not planning on fixing is batal to the beged. It's not doesn't have chashiva. Something which is problematic, it rips. If you're planning on fixing it, then it's not batal to the beged because you're planning on being masakin it. But something which you don't care about it anymore, that's batal to the beged. Mamela mizmanenu. Most scenarios when somebody's tzitzis rips, even if they have the tzitzis on, they're not fixing that one thing. They're fixing two out of the three strings. They're not going to unravel all the strings and put on only two new strings. They usually fix all the strings together. So in most instances, a person is not planning on using, being misakin that which he has. He's planning on taking them all out and putting new ones in. In such a case, it's not a problem. It wouldn't be a deraisa, maybe. It's still, certainly not a chash deraisa, because we consider batal the beged. That's really what we'll see in Mirat Hashem in the next sif. What's considered batal? What's not considered batal? All the buttons, the extra buttons they have at the bottom of the shirt. That was when I went to Flavish that time with the gold watch. That I told him before I went, I knocked off all my buttons because it's not my buttons. And he said, buttons, extra buttons. We're not making that. Watch it. Okay, each for their own. We'll see whether or not you have to mark it for extra buttons. That's the simple cut and kufnun. We'll see you guys tomorrow.